Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us in just a moment.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle, all told, on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. Talking today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Jim, of course, market analyst this year at the Oklahoma Cattle Association Convention. And first of all, how did we get to this point of truly historic prices? Well, I mean, you talk about calf prices or yearling prices, the very limited cash market that we've got, or the box trade. We're in the stratosphere everywhere.
We are, and it's really, from the economist's point of view, both the supply side and the demand side have come together at the same time. On the demand front, the domestic consumer demand has stayed surprisingly strong. And we've had some support in the beef complex from the trials and tribulations in the pork industry and the moving up of pork and hog prices. Then the export demand has been surprisingly good at these very high prices. That foreign demand has stayed very strong and very robust for the beef. In fact, we're getting year-over-year increases still in beef exports. Then we look at the supply side, and we know we've shrunk numbers, but that story really comes together very strong. And then the packers in the short term need animals, so we get to these very high prices. There's strong fundamentals under the market, but at some time prices do peak out, but we really don't know when that is.
You know, when you think about the domestic demand, it seems rather remarkable it seems like the consumers really allowed some of these very high prices to almost roll off their back.
They really have. You know, consumers are a bit creatures of habit, but also they've looked at the meat case and found pork and chicken not to be very inexpensive. Overall, you know, we have to remember that the U.S. average consumer spends 11% of their disposable income, according to USDA, food at home and away from home. So you sort of have to shock them. And really, the beef prices have been a bit of a concern, but they haven't changed their buying patterns very much. And that's really been a very key component of why we have these very strong prices.
Obviously, we're going to stay high for quite a while. As far as domestic prices are concerned, at what point do we get into that shock level?
Well, I'm not sure we're going to get there. You know, maybe some erosion in a sense, but I'm not sure we're going to get to that shock level. We're at really a turning point at the industry, where this summer is the transition point nationally towards stabilizing and starting to build the cow herd. We're going to look at more beef in the next few years ahead, more pork and chicken. So, you know, there's a price peak out there, but I'm not sure we're going to have a consumer backlash. Now, in the beef industry, whenever we go into recession or we have something, then it always hits the beef industry harder than it does pork and chicken. But at this point, we're not looking at a recession here in 2015. But those are the types of things that really would shock the system, and we would see some real pullback in that consumer demand profile.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says consumers have adjusted to these higher meat prices and have not backed away from beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till on the Plains Point South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till on the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.